Chapter 27. The False Bruce. And before all the company, he charged the prince his son, in case that he should die, before accomplishing his vow, not to bury him until it was fulfilled. Next morning the prince and the rest of the young knights rode away to the border country, to join the English army, and the king, now weak and sick, followed in a horse litter. Bruce, after losing a battle and undergoing many dangers and much misery, fled to Ireland, where he lay concealed through the winter. That winter, Edward passed in hunting down and executing Bruce's relations and adherents, sparing neither youth nor age, and showing no touch of pity or sign of mercy. In the following spring, Bruce reappeared and gained some victories. In these frays, both sides were grievously cruel. For instance, Bruce's two brothers, being taken captives desperately wounded, were ordered by the king to instant execution. Bruce's friend Sir John Douglas, taking his own castle of Douglas out of the hands of an English lord, roasted the dead bodies of the slaughtered garrison in a great fire made of every movable within it, which dreadful cookery his men called the Douglas larder. Bruce, still successful, however, drove the Earl of Pembroke and the Earl of Gloucester into the castle of Ayr and laid siege to it. The king, who had been laid up all the winter, but had directed the army from his sick bed, now advanced to Carlisle, and there, causing the litter in which he had travelled to be placed in the cathedral as an offering to heaven, mounted his horse once more, and for the last time. He was now 69 years old, and had reigned 35 years. He was so ill, that in 4 days he could go no more than 6 miles. Still, even at that pace, he went on and resolutely kept his face towards the border. At length, he lay down at the village of Burgh-upon-Sands, and there, telling those around him to impress upon the prince, that he was to remember his father's vow, and was never to rest until he had thoroughly subdued Scotland, he yielded up his last breath. Gutenberg edition. End of chapter.